the concept of space traffic control is something which is very widespread. Already we are doing some elements of space traffic control in the different levels of orbits, the furthest being geostationary orbit. We already have a slotting system which is controlled internationally by the International Telecommunications Union for where satellites can be positioned and what frequencies they can use. So already this is something which is beginning to be expanded out into the international community. Now, the first question with any space traffic control system is why would you put it in the first place?
Right.
In the 60s when we started in the space game, there was very many huge spaces and very many opportunities to take advantage, and nobody ever thought that space would be a resource which could be exhausted.
Or crowded.
And now we're in the position where, as we see more and more actors getting involved in space with the arrival of new countries such as Iran, Venezuela, Vietnam, having space capabilities, we are having to consider what the long-term sustainability of space is going to look like.
And this is because satellites might crash into each other in a given orbit?
Well, as we saw recently with the Iridium satellite, which crashed into a former Russian satellite,
right,
the Cosmos satellite, this is something that can happen. Now, the way that orbits are laid out, there's one almost kind of like the Washington Beltway of space satellites, which is the Sun synchronous orbit. Now, this is a very useful orbit for for monitoring the world from an imaging point of view. Now, the majority of satellites currently are in this particular band.
So that's the band where the satellites seem to orbit the Earth instead of staying in one spot above it.
No, that's the geostationary orbit. So that means that you can cover a certain part on the Earth at any time.
Okay.
Now, the Sun synchronous orbit is basically the point where a satellite crosses the same point on the Earth at the same time every day. So the sun will always have the same light will be on the ground. So when you're doing weather or imaging, you can compare your images. So
okay. In
terms of anything we're doing from intelligence through weather, through mapping, any of these questions, this is the most useful.
Can you tell us how many satellites, how many satellites are actually in orbit?
Now, currently we have about 800 operational satellites.
That's amazing.
Wow.
But that's not the scary number. The scary number is how many pieces of space junk, if you will, space debris, are out there at the moment. The US Air Force, which has one of the most advanced systems for monitoring these kind of things, currently monitors about 18,000 pieces of space debris in the space environment. Now, that's broken down into two things, which is based on our capacity. In geostationary orbit, which is about 35,000 kilometers from Earth, we're talking about anything that's larger than 1 meter. In low Earth orbit, which is between 500 and 1,000 kilometers, we're talking about things that are any greater than 10 centimeters. Now, if you think about that, that's 18,000 pieces that are those kind of large sizes. The example I always give is if you take a half-inch ball bearing and you put it into low Earth orbit, which means it's going to be traveling at about 6.7 kilometers per second. If that hits anything, it could go through about 2 inches of solid metal. So, and that's one centimeter, half an inch. And we can only see things that are bigger than 10 centimeters.
Yeah, but isn't a satellite that would hit also be going 6.7 meters a second?
It would, but if they hit each other going in opposite directions, you've got some severe problems.
Then you've got a closing speed of 13.4.
Yes, indeed. So a lot of these questions are very severe. And another example of this is the Chinese in 2007 destroyed one of their own satellites, the Fengyun-1 weather satellite, with a anti-satellite kinetic missile, and the satellite shattered into well over 3,000 pieces, which we've been able to monitor so far.
So if this is the case, are there serious discussions going on about setting up some sort of air traffic control system for space? And what would it do? Would it allow the launch, or would it just monitor how it's being used, or what would the function be?
Now, see, the question of, in terms of the space traffic management system, the initiatives that are going on at the moment, of which there are three key initiatives which I'll list, really about how everything fits together. Because fundamentally, space is a fundamentally globalized arena with profound national security implications.
Right, no one owns it.
Yes, exactly. Especially for the United States. And how we utilize these kind of resources for our security concerns are very central to our thinking. And so being limited in our freedom of action in space is something that, you know, various parties are concerned about. So the key piece of international agreement that has been put forward so far is the IADC guidelines on the mitigation of space debris. Now, these are voluntary guidelines, but they took 14 years to develop and finally passed through the UN last year. So these are something which is starting to be adhered to and have really demonstrated the need for management and control of these issues for the long-term sustainability of space. Now, taking this one step further, we're now in questions of talking about codes of conduct and codes of best practices internationally for how we put these ideas together and move forward to the next step towards creating a more effective coordination of space resources.
We're talking this morning to Ben Baisley-Walker. He's legal and policy consultant with the Secure World Foundation.
Well, just when we thought we had nothing more to worry about, there's this going on. So that means that nations would have to agree to standards. Is one of the things on the drawing board simply to make sure that everything orbits in the same direction? Wouldn't that help?
Now, in terms of satellites, yes, that is something that you could do. Now, actually, all satellites in low Earth orbit go in one particular direction apart from one, which is, as a friend of mine recently said, if you see the one going the opposite direction, you can say shalom. The Israelis happen to go in the opposite direction as
well. They
as
read
everyone else.
Right to left, so maybe that's why.
This is something which is possible. However, the majority of the concerns are as regards space debris, which obviously can't be moved around.
But they could be. I mean, certainly we could figure out a way to bump it out of orbit and bring it back to Earth.
Which is something various people are working on. However, at the current time, we don't have that capacity. Now, there is a program working on that out of NASA, and there are various other initiatives which have been put forward on this question. Now, the key question in terms of coordination is, and the first basis of a space traffic control system in terms of what it might look like, is knowledge. First of all, you need to know what's up there, what it's doing, and where it's going. So monitoring satellites and space debris and working out whether or not they might hit each other is the first step. So really, the first thing we need to do to lay the long-term foundations for a space traffic coordination system is space situational awareness.
Just to map it.
Just to map it and to monitor it. It's more than mapping. It's more working out where things are going and what orbits they're in. So the U.S. Air Force at the moment currently monitors these 18,000 pieces, which they track. And they track those on a regular basis with their extensive system, and they analyze where exactly those pieces are going and if they might potentially create a collision with a key U.S. asset. Now, the problem with this is that if you have, for example, a, for sake of argument, Ugandan satellite and a Filipino satellite, which are going along, neither of those are being monitored by the U.S. government. Now, the problem is if they crash, you have all of this more and more space junk, which could potentially threaten U.S. assets. So how we work internationally to put together a coordination system and work out how in this very new international cooperation potential model, how we deal with developing countries and advanced countries in order that everything is more sustainable and safer for all actors.
Well, it sounds like a great plan. Let us know when you make some progress, will you? I hope you come back.
Indeed, we will.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here.